When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And right now at this moment, it's pretty funny. We got fans getting thrown out. We got Kevin Durant getting a technical foul. We got Durant pushing Jokic. And we have the Denver Nuggets with an 89-69 lead over the Phoenix Suns at home. The series is tied 2-2 unless there is some massive 20-point comeback. It looks like Denver's going to go up 3-2. Similar to what the Philadelphia 76ers did tonight, where the Sixers went up 3-2 in their series against the Celtics, beating them 115-103. And so we've been hanging out here with you for the past 2 hours. Thank you to everybody that's been locked in. You can always turn on the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Put it on your phone, put it on your tablet. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can also just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Here's the deal. As Phoenix is up, Phoenix is down 20 points to Denver, 89-69. We're in a timeout. Bruce Brown, who used to be teammates with Kevin Durant on the Brooklyn Nets, kind of walks by the Suns huddle, and he kind of like, hey guys, what's going on over here? And Kevin Durant is like, man, get out of here. And he's kind of pushing him away, get out of here. He gets him locked up. He's like, man, get out of here. And then in the process of that, Jokic is standing around the huddle as well. And Jokic is now behind Durant. Landale shoves him, and then Durant gives Jokic one big shove. And Jokic kind of stumbles backward. Kevin Durant immediately gets a technical for shoving Jokic. And then Bruce Brown, after a review, because that's what the NBA does now, they stand around and review calls, Brown gets a technical as well. And now Kevin Durant and Brown are still kind of jawing at each other. Just like, man, shut up and just play basketball. Just your normal stuff. And so hopefully this does not inspire Kevin Durant to just go out there with Booker and absolutely lose their minds, as the score is now 91-72. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. At the end of the third, 91-74, Denver leads Phoenix. And I'm not going to close the book on this one. If you believe that Durant or Booker cannot go off here in the fourth quarter, you're fooling yourself. Durant with 20 points, Booker with 22. Ayton, he decided to play basketball a little bit today. He has 10 points. And really, nobody else on the Suns exists. Nikola Jokic, 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists here at the end of three. Michael Porter Jr. has 19. And Bruce Brown, who just picked up that tech, kind of messing around with Durant, Bruce Brown has 15 points. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Skip, he's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Skip?
JR, good to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I'm watching the game, and there's a lot of petty little bitchy flop festing going on, going back to the owner from last night, but that's not why I want to call. I wanted to shout out Super Dave, the producer, for producing an hour, more than an hour of content of people trying to answer his hot take that what's his name?
Hold on a second, Skip.
What?
Don't go anywhere. Just hold on. Hey, Shep, he's having a difficult time explaining himself. Before I let him continue, do you even know what the hell he's talking about?
No, Skip, I appreciate the kind words, but my assumption was he wanted to get on and talk about the Nuggets basically completely kicking the Suns' ass.
Well, nobody could hear him right now because I just kind of put him in the background.
Right. So maybe the Andrew Luck conversation I'm thinking of last night?
I don't know. Is it worth having? I should let him finish what he's saying, right? At least try to let him get it out. What do you think?
I mean, you do put gentleman in JR.
Me?
Yeah.
Gentleman?
I mean, obviously, there's no J in gentleman, but you get the point. You are a gentleman.
You could spell gentleman. You could if you with a J if you wanted to.
Well, phonetically, it sounds that way, yes.
It does. You can do that. Well, anyway, let's see if this guy can give us a quote. Hey, Skip, I'm not going to talk to you. Just talk to Shep, okay? Hey, Shep, you cool with that?
Sure. I mean, JR, it's not the same without you. But Skip, but
I'm just gonna take a back seat for a second.
Gotcha.
And here's Skip. Here is Shep. You can talk to him directly. I'm just gonna hang out for a minute. Go ahead. Hey, look, Shep, he's gone. What happened?
I don't know. Skip was making a little bit of a coherent point, and then he completely dropped the ball, literally and figuratively. The only thing I can think of was that we were discussing Andrew Luck and Jim Irsay basically flexing his chest and saying, we still have the rights to him. Don't go anywhere near him, especially you Commanders, despite the new ownership. And my contention was, I won't bring it up because obviously you heard it enough last night, but was just that you can make a case, if you're going to put Gale Sayers in the Hall of Fame, which he's been there for decade upon decade now, you can then make the argument that Andrew Luck also deserves the same type of treatment. That's all.
Right. So you think that guy just called here.
Yes.
To talk about something that was said last night.
In fairness, I'm kind of good at this. You're great at this. And so there have been people that will call up a week after. Like, for example,
sure.
you went on this old man on the lawn rant tonight. I don't think it was an old man rant. You described that way, not me. It was a great rant about so many guys are more focused and fixated on their attire than they are their games. Hello, DeAndre Ayton. I thought that was a great rant. You probably will get a call about that in a week from now. Now, you may not always get that on the air because sometimes I have to do a good job and say, listen, JR's and he's talking about something completely different.
I'm talking about Serena Williams right now. Why are you calling me about Mike Malone from 3 weeks ago? Sure, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if this guy can actually talk about something that's a little bit more topical.
Oh, he's good.
Or
Mark's always reliable.
Are you sure?
Positive, yes.
Well, let's see how long I keep him on. Let's see if he can actually get to a point and make it in 30 seconds or less. I doubt it. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, there's nothing gentlemanlike about you, man. I love it. So Philly, okay, are they the favorites now, you think, to win the NBA championship just because I'm a Knicks fan, bro? We're not beating Miami. So it's like Miami rolls around and plays Boston and or Philly. The way that they're playing, man, against the Knicks series, I don't really like Miami's chances. But then, I mean, Denver beats them. What about L.A.? I mean, last night, I mean, can't even believe Kerr, man. He's got the greatest pick-and-roll player in NBA history. You hear those words? NBA history. Pick-and-roll player, and he decides not to use them. So it's like, I don't know if they're just shooting themselves in the foot. Do you see L.A. beating Denver? I don't. Or Phoenix, if they can come back. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. I'll try my best to answer you. Appreciate you for calling from California. Yeah, here's it. Can we slow down a little bit? Can we slow down? Here, I think the Boston Celtics are going to go down into Philadelphia. I think they will pick up a game. I'm not going to be mad at that because if we get a game 7, hey, more to watch by me. I'd be happy if every single game went to 7 games. Sign me up for it. Do the Sixers look to be in control right now? Yeah, because the Celtics look like hot crap. And if if the Boston Celtics are eliminated and the Sixers move on, I do believe that the Sixers would beat the Heat. But people have been saying that for quite a few rounds now, right? I've been saying it. And it's true. I'm looking at the entire picture here. I'm not looking at it in the view of any particular team or any particular fan. But it's just like, yeah, the Heat were able to take advantage of the Milwaukee Bucks, and they deserve it. They whooped that ass. And now they're taking advantage of the New York Knicks, who unfortunately got two stars running around on bum ankles. And Julius Randle is, come on now, what is he, a third-tier star? If they are three tiers of stars, he ain't a one, he ain't a two. And so congratulations to the Miami Heat for what they're doing, especially with no Tyler Hero. It's like every game, somebody new is stepping up, whether it's a combination of Strus, Kyle Lowry going into a time machine, coming off a bench. I really thought with no Tyler Hero that they were going to get punched in the mouth. And a lot of their team, and I'll put emphasis on team, has really stepped up. That even includes Kevin Love. So good on the Miami Heat. But if they got to take on the Sixers, that's going to be tough. I think they'd have a better chance against these up-and-down Celtics. But, hey, with this modern NBA, everybody, it seems, game to game is hit or miss. And a lot of that, I really feel, has to do with everybody just jacking up shots. It's rather ridiculous. Doc Rivers, after the game tonight, 76ers winning 115-103. Sixers now going up 3-2. Doc talked about his MVP big man, Joel Embiid. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, he was just professional. He was locked in, patient. I told him, our first three possessions were horrendous of the game. Like, I think the first three times anybody touched, they shot it. And I was literally about to call a timeout. And then the next possession, the ball, bam, 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 guy got a three, and we were off to playing right. And we played right from that point on. I thought James and Maxey both did a great job, running pick and rolls. And I thought our team understood, okay, we need a bucket. We need to get the ball to Joel. We need the space, and he makes the plays from there. And I thought Joel did a great job of shooting when he needed to shoot and passing when he needed to pass.
Joel Embiid finished tonight with 33 points. He had 3 assists, 7 rebounds, and 4 block shots. You heard the reference to Tyrese Maxey. He had a big game, 30 points. James Harden almost had a triple-double, 17 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. And the Celtics, oh man, it's just bad. They were chasing the 76ers all game. It was not a competitive game. It was not a fun game to watch. Tatum started off slow but finished with 36. Jaylen Brown had 24. Marcus Smart had 14. Al Horford was 0 of 7 from the field. Al Horford played 25 minutes and had 0 points. A pretty pathetic showing. And so when Joe Mazzulla spoke to the media after the game, he didn't sound clueless. I understand he's trying to kind of keep things tempered and have perspective here. The media in Boston is not going to fall for this. Let's listen to this crap he had to say after the game.
First game of the playoffs that we didn't play well, in my opinion. And so we can't lose our perspective of we played really good basketball. And that was our first really, really bad game of the playoffs. And so it doesn't come at necessarily the best time, but we just have to shift our perspective and get ready for the next game.
Joe, you call it a really, really bad game. What do you think in particular led you to describe it as that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean bad. I thought our intentions were good. I thought we tried to play hard. I thought we tried to play the right way, especially on the offensive end. I thought we got a lot of good looks early that didn't fall, and theirs did. And then I think when you're in that situation, you're just trying to win it back. And so, like I said, it's the first time that we just didn't play well, and we just got to regroup and get ready for the next game.
Yeah, bro. I understand trying to keep things tempered and you don't want to panic. But as a head coach, and this is Joe Mazzulla's first year, you got to learn how to play the game. You got to learn how to also be honest. You have to learn how to play the media, play the public, and then also, keep your team on the side with you. And what he just said is going to put pressure and is going to put knives on his back up in Boston just because of his reaction, especially telling everybody, oh, man, well, our intentions were good. Like, I know Giannis, we had all these conversations about, can you fail in sports? Is there failure in sports? Like, yeah, you could fail at anything that you have a goal for. But I think most people who play sports, yeah, your intentions are good. Your intentions are to go out there and win. Your intentions aren't to lose. Like, let's go ahead and call up former New York Jets head coach Herman Edwards. Let's ask him his thoughts. Like, yeah, we know this, Joe Mazzulla. You play to win the game. You don't play to lose. And so, of course, your Boston Celtics squad, excuse me, had great intentions. Who cares about intentions? Let's go ahead and look at the damn results. 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Miami. Go ahead, David.
Yo, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just talk about the Miami Heat. You know, you were talking about earlier, their caller, about the Phillies, the 76ers coming and maybe, you know, making it a series. I think, honestly, obviously, the Heat are going to win their series versus the Knicks, and Philly's going to win their series versus Boston. But I honestly think that Miami does has a good matchup against Philly, because last year we beat them 4-2 in six games in the playoffs, and then this year we split the series with them, and just Jimmy Butler is playing incredible. And all our role players are honestly undrafted, hungry guys that fight harder than anyone. And we have Max, Duncan, Gabe, Caleb. We have even Highsmith coming off the bench. We got Kevin Love and Lowry with championship pedigree. And obviously Jimmy Butler and Bam put us over the top. And I think, honestly, we're going to be hard to beat in the East. And I'm just looking forward to the West matchup. I think the Heat are going to go all the way to the finals.
Oh, my God. Wait.
I said what I said, JR. I'm serious. And
no, you know, I heard what you said, and I want you to stop talking. That's why I said wait. Thank you. You're just fast-forwarding all the way to the NBA Finals? For everything that you just said, and I want to at least try to pretend that you can be a reasonable fan. Everything that you just said is justified and is correct. Now, in being a reasonable basketball fan, I don't know if you are one. Please tell me the opposite. Play devil's advocate. If you actually watch some of these games here, especially with the Sixers, tell me why the Sixers would beat the Heat.
Well, there's many reasons, actually, playing devil's advocate, because obviously they have the MVP of the league, Embiid, you know, a force in the league for the last couple of years. It's just the most dominant big man that we've seen besides, you know, Jokic and all them, and Giannis, and of course. And they got James Harden, who can at any time, you know, put up 40 on you and just has a deadly, deadly shot. And they also obviously have P.J. Tucker, who left the Heat last year. For the Philly, you know, the 76ers from Philadelphia. So, you know, they definitely have some guys on their side that are dogs as well. But I just honestly think that the way the Heat are playing, being the eighth seed, you know, again, coming out of the East, losing, having adversity during the season, and everything that we did just will put us in a miracle kind of,
Okay.
We made it to the conference finals.
No, shut up. You're on hold. I didn't hang up on you. You went to the miracle, man. You used it out of your own mouth. A miracle. Everything that you said about the Miami Heat was legitimate. All of it. All of it. Can they actually wipe out the Knicks, which I think they'll do, and then play whoever's coming next? Maybe looks like right now there's a strong case for the Philadelphia 76ers to be that team? Can we see that before you automatically throw the Miami Heat to the finals? Is it a possibility going to the Eastern Conference Finals? Hell yes. Of course it is. But to automatically just go, you sound like John Morant. Oh, we good in the West. The Miami Heat are now good in the East. Let them wipe out the Knicks. Let them play whoever the hell they're going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals. And let's just go from there, man. I understand you're already prepared for the miracle. But can we get one step at a time? At least one, please? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's probably going to take a miracle. But right now, the Denver Nuggets are leading Phoenix 108-88. There's about 5 minutes left in the game. Denver is trying to take its own 3-2 series lead. I give you an update as this game continues on. Speaking of a miracle, I don't know if this is a miracle or a blessing or whatever you might want to call it. There is a professional athlete who might make $500 million over the course of a year or maybe 2 years. Yes, $500 million. I'll explain on the other side of the break. We'll give you an update on Denver and Phoenix. We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Here to let you know, Denver Nuggets still in control. Still time here. 115-95. Denver leads over Phoenix, trying to take that 3-2 series lead. You know, right before we went to break, we had a caller call up about the Miami Heat and said, I believe they're on a miracle run. And he ran down a legitimate list of everything positive going on with the Miami Heat right now, despite missing Tyler Hero. And he said, you were basically good in the East. You know, let's just go ahead. And I'm not concerned about anybody coming out of the East, whether it's the Sixers or it's the Celtics. And let's just move this ahead and go to the finals. I'm like, whoa, bro. You out of your own damn mouth just said, this is a miracle run. Let's relax. It brought to my mind something that has absolutely nothing to do with basketball. And I know a lot of times, and we talked about it earlier today, you know, you have athletes, people make so much money now that who cares if you win or you lose. You're a success, especially if you go ahead and you look in your bank account. If you are, and I know we got a lot of people, we've talked about football and soccer here on occasion, especially as it relates to some of the bigger names or the World Cup or Messi or Ronaldo. Messi has been in the news for the past several days because Messi, who is 35 years old, just won a World Cup with Argentina, is on his way out the door with PSG out in Paris, that he is talking to several clubs in Saudi Arabia. And he has an opportunity, reportedly, allegedly, to make $1 billion on a 2-year contract to go play soccer, to go play football in Saudi Arabia. I don't want to call him his nemesis, but his rival, Ronaldo, who happens to be 38 years old, Ronaldo, he is making $440 million between now and June of 2025. And so Messi, a few years younger, especially coming off of that World Cup victory, Messi can make $500 million. which is just ridiculous. Messi's dad, who also happens to be his agent, says, we haven't decided anything, but I think you can rest assured that if Messi can make $1 billion in cash over the next 2 years, that he will go ahead and take that money. 855-212-4CBS. Tony is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing? Love the show, man.
Very well. What's up?
All right. So I'm just pissed off over the Boston Celtics. I can't believe this. A complete meltdown.
Are you really shocked, though? Are you shocked?
I am a little bit, because it's two games at home that they lost. I think the problem is Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla is the problem. You heard that press conference that he had after the game. He's too scared to lay it on the line, say what it is. He's letting the players run that team. Marcus Smart and Tatum are the ones that run that team. That's it. That's the problem. You got Tatum wants to be the superstar. I got the sneaker deal, have all of this. He's not a leader. Jaylen Brown is more of a leader than Tatum is. There's a little friction, I think, going on with that team. That's the problem.
Well,
it's so inconsistent.
I believe even before they went on almost championship run to the finals last year, I was certainly on a bandwagon that at some point either Tatum or Brown is going to have to go. Tatum and Brown were not shy in publicly talking about that chatter that's kind of permeated the NBA for the past several years. And I still hold that to be true, because the fact is, you know, Brown is going to be up for a contract extension. I can imagine him ultimately walking out of the door, and the Celtics maybe also showing him the door on the way out. Not to say goodbye, but not paying him what he feels that he is worth. And so, yeah, I've always thought that there was going to be a point in time where it's one over the other. And I would agree with you. I think Mazzulla definitely plays a big part. And listening to his press conference tonight where he talks about our intentions were good.
Our intentions were good.
He doesn't get it. He really doesn't get it. And I think he's getting some hard knocks experience right now with everything going on with this team. I agree with you. But I do believe this.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if the Celtics go down to Philly and pick up another one to force a game seven.
Well, you're right. You know why? They die and live by the three. It's their whole analytics garbage that they play by.
That's the NBA, unfortunately. I mean,
You're right about that, you know.
We got a game going on, and thank you, Tony, for calling from Boston. We got a game going on right now that is basically coming to a close. I watched Jamal Murray start the game off in the first half with 2 points. 2 points! And now he's finishing the game with basically 19. Everything in the NBA is basically all or nothing. It's pretty pathetic to look at sometimes. It's hard to watch at times. And so both of tonight's games, not really competitive when you get down to the bulk of it. Not at all. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, JR. It's been a while. You know I love your show, right? You know I'm a calm and collective guy when I call you, right? So our Boston Celtics with their green pea soup jerseys decide to get comfortable all the time. Haven't they seen their next door neighbors, the Bruins, up 3-1? Look what happened to them. Why do you play comfortable? Players make coaches, not coaches make players. Okay. So what is your problem? Why do you want to make those revenue whores rich? Play for the fans. Take advantage of having home field advantage. But don't play comfortable. And that's all I have to say tonight.
Well, thank you,
JR. And I apologize.
No, thank you, Paul. Paul actually got to the point tonight, which I appreciate. Well, we just had another NBA game end. This team, it looks like they did take care or did take advantage of playing at home on their home court. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight. I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Marco Belletti. The score is final. The Denver Nuggets beat the Phoenix Suns 118-102. Denver now leads their series 3-2. Nikola Jokic coming through with a triple-double at home. Things got off to a fun and positive start before the game even got going. During warm-ups, Nikola Jokic took a basketball, walked over to the Phoenix Suns owner, Matt Ishbia, handed him the ball, shook his hand, gave him a hug, smiled, and walked away. And so all is right in the world. And I know there was a conversation, should Jokic be suspended? The answer is no. He was fined for going into the stands. Yes, even though it's the first row or front row. And the world moves on. Here's the deal, folks. Jokic with this triple-double tonight. 29 points, 12 assists, 13 rebounds. Jamal Murray had a crap start to this game, but he finishes with 19 points. Michael Porter Jr., he had 19 as well. Aaron Gordon had 10. And coming off of the bench, Bruce Brown decided to give the Nuggets 25 points. I guess Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, they came back down to earth today. No 30 and 40-plus point games. Durant finishing tonight with 26 points. Booker with 28, and DeAndre Ayton, he had 14-9. Everybody else, as we already know with the Suns, you can throw them out the window because with no Chris Paul right now, it's a two-man team between both Durant and Booker, who has been playing out of his mind. Chris Paul was warming up prior to the game. Let's see if he can make a return. I'm not expecting a whole lot in Game 6. Knowing that he suffered a groin injury and that Chris Paul is almost a basketball dinosaur. The Denver Nuggets at one point led by 24 points here in this matchup. And things just really, really, unfortunately for the Suns, started to go south in the third quarter when the Nuggets outscored them 39-25. We had a little bit of everything, including Nikola Jokic, just casually dropping a three to put the Nuggets up 13 in the third quarter. This is courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Here we go. KCP looks in. Inbound goes to Jamal Murray, guarded by Shamet. Murray, left side of the midcourt circle. He goes to the right side on Shamet, throws it off to Jokic for three. Yes! 13-point lead for Denver.
Michael Porter Jr., I told you, he picked it up from last game where he only finished with 11 points. Tonight he had 19 points. He was 5 of 8 from deep. Michael Porter Jr. putting in that work early, but he also poured in a 3 in that third quarter as well to extend the lead even more. Take a listen.
Throws it back out over to Jamal Murray. Goes to the left hand. Throws it in the corner now. Porter 3. Let's go! 16-point lead for Denver.
Damn, you would think that the Nuggets announcer is out there playing the game with him. I hope he gets a salary boost for all of this. Wow. Matter of fact, let's hit the fast forward button because the Nuggets were just kicking that ass. Let's hear the final call on TNT from Spiro Dedis.
For game 6, Thursday night, back in Phoenix. see what Denver has done as they continue to own this building that has been a house of horrors for the opposition. Nikola Jokic, new NBA record for playoff triple-doubles by a center. Magnificent. And the Denver Nuggets have reclaimed control of the series. And will have a chance to turn out the lights on Phoenix on their home floor on Thursday night.
Yeah, I expect Kevin Durant and Devin Booker to both score 50 points apiece and for a game seven to be forced. Now, that's what I would wish because I like seeing spectacular things, but I'm probably going to be wrong. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. Of course, he spoke to TNT after the game. Ernie Johnson asked him, what the hell happened between games 3 and 4 to what you did tonight? And this is what Jokic said. I'm sure he sounded very boring.
Tell me what the biggest adjustment was from those two losses in Phoenix to what you guys put on the floor tonight.
I think we were the aggressors today, you know, we both sides of the floor. We pushed them out of their spots, even the post-ups, even the, like, to be honest, I think they don't run that much action. It's pretty simple, but they're so effective, they're so talented, and that's why they're so tough to guard, you know. But we push them off the spots and make them tough. Two games in Phoenix, they were aggressive, and that's why they won.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jokic. Maybe the response is more enthusiastic when he talks to Shaq. Shaq asked him, man, you got a closeout game coming up. You're going down to Phoenix. You have an opportunity to go to the Western Conference Finals, your former two-time NBA MVP. What's on your mind?
Joker, you've been having your way with the Phoenix Bigs. So the next game, do you go in offensive-minded and say, guys, follow me, I'm going for 40, 45 points, or do you just let the game come to you and get guys involved?
Yeah, I don't play like that. I just let's see what the game brings me. I think today I opened the game really badly, and then I just figured out, relax, and just let the game come to me, and then that happens.
Yeah, that's the funny part. He did start the game off bad. I think to start off here, Jokic had, it was like 5 points out of the first quarter, 2 of 5, and just a poor start, but then he ends up with a triple-double, and the Nuggets win 118-102. An opportunity to close out the Suns on Thursday. It's a question of how many points can Devin Booker and Kevin Durant show up and put up by themselves to keep them alive. And also, Chris Paul, is he going to be out there running around on, I don't want to say one leg as he's dealing with a groin injury, but you get my drift. Chris Paul might come back and he may torpedo the whole season. I don't think he'll make too much of a difference, but hey, I might have to eat my words. 855-212-4CBS. JP is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, JP.
Hey, how are you, man? Love your show.
Thank you. I'm excellent. What's up?
I mean, if the Celtics lost, it's not about the players. I think the owners, the managers, should look at themselves in the mirror and say, why did they put Joe Mazzulla as a coach? Like, if you have a brand new car or a really expensive car, you won't give it to your, 18 years old to drive around. At the end of the day, you want to win the championship. You have to get a guy that at least can guide the team to a championship. Like, I'm baffled by the move,
well,
quite frankly.
They had to remove Ime Udoka right before.
I'm not saying no, but
I'm
Joe
sorry.
Mazzulla, who is he?
I'm sorry, JP. You asked a question. Did you just want to vent, or did you want to hear my point?
Sure, go ahead.
Ime Udoka got the boot right at the onset of training camp. With starting training camp, what the hell did you want the Celtics to do?
I'm sure they
No, I'm asking you. What was the better suggestion? You wanted to just pluck a championship coach from another team. Like, what did you want them to do?
A coach with a better experience.
They, who?
You could just.
Where?
There's so many. Larry Browns. I don't know. Somebody.
Oh, come on, JP.
Validity. Come on.
No. Validity lost. Thank you, JP, for calling from Massachusetts. Come on, bro. Are you serious? Like, you call up and you go, oh, my God, they let Joe Mazzulla coach the Celtics. They have a team that just went to the finals, and they let Joe Mazzulla coach. Yeah, they should have just brought in Larry Brown. I'm sure there's somebody out there. Who, what, where? Ain't no NBA player right now in the year 2023 listening to Larry Brown. And then you couldn't even give me another name. And if I have to think about Larry Brown, Larry Brown is old, man. How old is Larry Brown, right? Larry Brown is 82 years old. Like, relax.
Last time he was a head coach with MJ, like, what, 13 years ago?
Who?
Larry Brown.
He coached who?
He was a head coach for the Bobcats, I believe. That was his last NBA stint. And then he flamed out at SMU.
That's the last time I remember him. He was coaching out in Dallas, yes.
Right.
Like, stop it, man. The Boston Celtics were in between a rock and a hard place. Ime Udoka got fired. The team is basically doing media and interviews and getting ready for the season. And they're just supposed to put Larry Brown on a private jet to just implement a brand new everything? It's called continuity. That's why Joe Mazzulla got the job. If they want to fire him at the end of the season, if they want to bring in somebody with more experience, yeah, that's all good and well. You can do that throughout the summertime. You can do that with more than a month, but you don't do that like a week and 2 weeks before the season starts. Like, let's come to planet Earth. Leave Larry Brown alone. I'm pretty sure he's tucked in bed right now after his warm glass of milk, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more about these Nuggets, more about the Sixers. They're trying to keep moving here on CBS Sports Radio.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.